right, you all right?
Yeah,
you
good? I got it.
Let's take it.
So could you answer him? What is happening?
Individually start from there.
Yeah, okay. One thing about yourself and your name.
My name is Andrew Jupin.
My name is Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Sadak.
And we are We Hate Movies from New York City. How y'all doing this evening? Good, good.
How many true believers out there in the audience is the question. Yeah, okay.
In We Hate Movies terms, like, what does that mean?
Oh, no, I mean just, like, people that believe in Stan Lee.
Believe in, like, his existence, or believe that he created all those characters.
And that he's the son of God.
Yeah.
No, it was a false flag operation. Stan Lee never really existed.
I have video evidence that proves that Stan Lee is a reptilian. I'm going to tell it on Megyn Kelly, that lying witch. Infowars.surf.
He's either that or some type of ventriloquist dummy. Info fart.
I think that I was smoking a J next to a sack of shit, and I was like, Alex Jones.
Man, Alex Jones could be a Marvel character.
Exactly.
Man. Oh, radioactive piece of shit.
he'd be like Kingpin's loser brother.
And his sidekick, YouTube boy.
I think in that Stan Lee commercial that we played, he's fucking lying through his teeth. Nobody cares about Galactus. What are you talking about?
Well, that was like lit up.
High as a kite.
Oh yeah.
He's like, what am I doing today? All right, great. Galactus, I know that guy. And he just kind of like...
This one, he went, I got this. Hold my mustache.
Yeah, that's right.
He doesn't have a mustache. It's bone chilling. Oh, my God, a mustache with Stan Lee? It's like a cat without hair. Anybody know any people that got them their hairless cats? Creepy shit. Creepy shit.
So I was smoking a J, and I decided to eat a planet, and I was thinking Galactus.
And a real case of the munchies, man. Real fucking bad.
So let's talk about Galactus, or the lack thereof.
Yeah. Right? Well, sure, right? Well, this is... Hang on a second. Okay. Hang on. This is a very important question.
Okay.
How many people are familiar with the show we run on the internet? And any first timers out here? Did you get tricked into coming to the show?
Oh,
here against your own will.
Apologies
in advance. Apologies in advance. Apologies in advance. Also, by the way, this is your first time. This is a late show, guys. We're gonna get fucking disgusting. Because it's the age old We Hate Movies question. Why does this alien not have a genitalia?
We are going to figure it out.
It is Fantastic Four: Rise of the Silver Surfer from 2007, directed by Tim Story, Barbershop's Tim Story.
Ride-along's Tim Story.
Ride-along's Tim Story. Ride-along 2's Tim Story. That's cool.
Taxis.
Taxi's Tim Story. Yeah, I got a legitimate laugh in Taxi.
Oh, wow.
Cut to me like 7 years ago, I laughed at that movie.
That was a Latifah laugh, though, right?
It was definitely a Queen Latifah. I'm not laughing at Jimmy Fallon. What are you, fucking crazy?
Oh, I'm in movies.
Thank you for your service to this nation.
Can I?
Yeah. Oh, feel me. Feel me. Feel me like my wife won't.
What?
Bravo.
Wow. You know what, Eric? That made you very relatable. I'm going to vote for you now. Somebody tussled your hair, even though you're a huge racist and a piece of shit.
That is
I want to vote for you. That was fun. I thought that was fun.
It's very cute. It's very cute, Eric.
So, Silver Surfer. Yeah, you were making a point about the Silver Surfer before I interrupted you.
In June of 2007, this movie came out.
Ooh, I like that.
In February, they were still figuring out if they were going to have Galactus in this movie or not. They were like, oh shit, man, we kind of slept on that Galactus thing.
I don't think they made a decision, though.
No, like, Lawrence Fishburne was hired, and then they like were like, you want to be the Silver Surfer instead? Because we didn't get any of them graphics. We couldn't figure that helmet out.
We've been working really hard on Alpa's tick bouncing.
Yeah.
We got that down to a good science now.
Yeah, how do you make an invisible tick bounce? Still trying to crack that CGI science.
We've been dropping a lot of water balloons on the floor gently.
Could you guys animate Galactus already, goddammit?
All right, man, what do you think? It should just look like a big asshole. Yeah. A big There's like a galactic chocolate starfish just right up there.
Chocolate starfish?
Yeah, man.
Lip biscuit!
Chocolate starfish! Chew it, chew it, chew it, chew it.
But here's my question. Just hire an actor and put a stupid helmet on him and call it a fucking...
Well, put
it
that Pope hat on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Galactus, oh, he's got a Pope hat?
He's got like a Pope hat, but it's got like branches.
No.
Yeah. Get Paul Giamatti in there as Galactus.
I'm gonna eat these fucking worlds. I'm gonna eat them all.
Oh, PG, you fat fuck. You ate two planets today, Galactus. You had to eat two worlds.
You forgot your stupid fucking Pope hat. You fucked it up again, you moron.
Oh, man, I gotta go croon Space Virginia Madsen.
When you get home, I'm gonna space kill yourself.
I know you think I eat planets, but I'm not that guy.
What was Larry Fishburne's thing was like, oh, you want me to do a different voice? Will I still get money?
Yeah. So we start with a cloud of Galactus just kind of farting on some planets, and everyone's like, wow, that's impressive.
And then you're watching it, and you're like caught up in this like galactic fart cloud, and then it's like, squeak, and the Silver Surfer comes out. And just darts across the universe, and you're like, look at that. I paid $13 for that.
It's like a little piece of shit that comes out right before a fart.
Boom! It just goes. Galactus sharted, and that was the fucking inciting incident for this movie.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that Silver Surfer makes bowling ball holes for each planet that Galactus
yes.
eats.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, the sinkholes.
So he can get his fat fingers in there.
Right.
Here's the thing. This is a Fantastic Four movie. It's a sequel.
Is it?
We should start with, like, an action scene starring the Fantastic Four and being like, I remember these characters. That's cool.
Because we already spent 93 minutes the last time learning all about them.
Yeah.
And their squabbles and the ins and outs, the ups and downs.
I know they can bicker.
Yeah. Oh, can they ever? It's legendary bickering.
That's all they do.
Yeah.
We start with them getting on a plane. I'm like, come the fuck on.
They're like at a fucking commercial terminal, too. They're flying like Southwest. I was like, don't you own a building? You own a building in downtown Manhattan. You should be able to select your fucking seat on an airplane.
Also, aren't you the protectors of the planet at this point?
Well, in this particular part of the Marvel Universe.
Are they?
Yeah, probably.
There you go.
Hey, cool. How could an orange rock monster get on any plane whatsoever?
That's a great question.
It's got to be like a freight plane or
something.
He's
too fat to fly.
He is. He is. Like, he's not going to fit in a normal seat. He's a rock monster that can lift cars.
Dude, he's not getting through airport security. You can't fit through that thing. Like, put your arms up over your head.
Also, is the TSA just ignoring all the footage of Chris Evans setting himself on fucking fire?
Yeah, totally. I can't bring a book of matches, but that dude can get on a plane?
I think I heard him say Allahu Akbar once, right before it happened, so I don't know about
this. Oh, my lord.
I didn't say it, he did.
I don't know, I think Johnny Storm said it. He does have a shitty line here where they all get stuck like together in the back of the plane, and they're like, where are you going, Johnny? And he goes, I don't fly, coach. I was like, I fucking hate this movie. Keep your fucking jokes, man.
Yikes. Yeah, and it feels like a late period Friends episode. Like everyone's just on autopilot and just hanging out. You know what I mean? Like, oh, the monkey's long gone at this point.
Oh no, I had to put my monkey down. You remember that episode where Ross had to shoot his own monkey in the head?
What?
it was fucking tragic, man.
They censored that a lot, though.
Yeah, it was nominated for an Emmy.
Did he put the gun in its mouth, or how did he do it?
It was like a little capuchin monkey, man. You just needed like a .22.
Could that monkey's brains be all over my walls anymore? Or something to that effect, right?
Sweet Friends, really.
Yeah, no problem, man.
You know what? Do you guys know what the world is obsessed with at the very moment this movie starts?
What's that?
The wedding of the century.
Oh!
Because we give a shit that two superheroes we kind of don't even know are getting married. But the world is stopping for the pending nuptials of Dr. Fantastic and the Invisible Fantastic Woman.
But he is a doctor.
Whoa. Oh, dude, he's got like 9 degrees. What are you even talking about?
Wait, he's not allowed to be called a doctor?
I mean, he is.
Dr. Richards. Here's your mail, Dr. Richards. It's Stan Lee.
Oh, it's Mr.?
Movie.
It's Mr. Fantastic.
So he's only Mr. Fantastic, but he's Dr. Richards?
Yeah, yes. Exactly. It's
but no one ever was like Dr. Fantastic?
I mean, maybe somebody.
That is so stupid. I guess Dr. Fantastic sounds like a floor cleaning thing.
Yeah.
They're like, man, my toilet looked terrible, but Dr. Fantastic took care
like,
of it.
Like, maybe when he goes to the CDC, maybe there they call him Dr. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, dude. Reed Richards stretching around all those viruses in there.
And what's this guy, what the actor's name, Ian Gryffindor?
No, it's Andy Griffith.
Oh.
Oh, perfect. We looked it up on YouTube, and I already forgot it.
Yeah, the Ewan Griffith.
Yoan Griffith?
Yoan.
Yoan! Yoan!
It'd be great if he came in. Yes. Yeah, he looks like shit when he stretches, doesn't he? It looks like absolute garbage.
We also didn't concentrate too much on the stretching technology in the CGI room. Oof.
Well, it's to do just mind-bending things like him...
Mind-bending things?
Putting a suitcase in an upper...
Already stretches across the cabin.
Oh man, my heart is in my throat when that scene happens, right? Like the pulse pounding action of Fantastic
this
Four.
This is a superhero. My God.
So he's like being an aloof dick, and they're trying to plan a wedding, and he's just kind of being a jerk about it, and he's obsessed with his PDA because it's 2007.
We're saying PDA too. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thought he was gonna pull out a Newton.
Oh, you think he lost his stylus? Oh, no.
Beat up Martin.
That's not a wizard. That's a Willard.
So, but why do we care about this wedding? Like, who thought... And this is... Dude, didn't Mark Frost co-write this movie?
Yeah. Mr. Twin doing? Peaks. Mr. Co-Twin Peaks.
What are we doing?
Mr. Fantastic. You have to get out of the Black Lodge.
Dr. Richard. Don't eat that clue.
Yeah.
I don't, who gives a fuck that two superheroes are going to get married?
Have them be married at the beginning and let's get...
Sure.
You do need a sweet Brian Posehn cameo, so you want that.
Yeah, it's
you
want to
write that in.
Man, you know, I love Brian Posehn. Brian Posehn as the officiant in this movie.
Are they Catholic, by the way? He's like a Catholic priest.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly asked the person in the Pope hat, but like a stretchy person? That's a fucking abomination to the Lord Christ.
Yeah, I don't know. This sounds like Unitarian to me.
There's a Walman that can put force fields on her feet and walk across water?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Sounds like Unitarian to me. They're cool with stuff.
Yeah. So there's like a lot of... the Silver Surfer comes on Earth and starts like...
Comes on Earth?
He arrives on... That's even worse.
All
he
of
shows
this
up.
Land will be flooded with my seed. As I, the Silver Surfer, come on Earth.
Okay, while we're talking about it, what does he come out of? Because he's just got that bump.
It's just that bump.
Is it like a liquid metal, or is it like just... Does it excrete? The bumps excrete? Like if it...
The first one was sounding pretty good.
Like it just extends out of it?
Or maybe it comes out of the surfboard.
Yeah!
Or the surfboard attaches like Power Rangers?
Oh, shit.
It's morphin' time.
Wait, the board becomes a dick?
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, that's great.
I love it.
Come to me, my board, and rub my bump.
Merge with my bump.
He doesn't say, come to me, my board, in this movie.
No, I know.
That's like his thing. Bart Simpson saying, cowabunga.
Yes.
How do you fuck that up? There's even a part where he's off the board, and the board comes back, and he doesn't say anything.
Well, that would be just too silly, Andrew. That's just, you know, it's going
to... Oh, we
got to
concentrate on his wedding. That's the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Stan Lee wanted more for that.
So he freezes some pyramids, and then he causes the cheapest blackout effect I've ever seen. It's just a picture of Dodger Stadium, and they, like, turn the lights down. And you hear, like, a bunch of, like, oh, no.
Like one single car honk happens.
I was ordering a pizza.
Again, all the budget is going into invisible boob technology.
Yeah, that's important.
It's a very important thing.
No, you know what, sir? Turns out they figured it out. What a shock. They figured that part out.
So not only are you going to see the fucking awful wedding, but you got to go to Reed Richards' bachelor party.
Oh, man. And
this
it is
the best part of the movie.
Oh, yeah. As far as, like, if you were like, man, I wonder if there's, like, something I could watch that would give me instant diarrhea. It's Reed Richards' bachelor party scene. And like, Johnny Storm's organizing the whole thing because, of course, he is. And they walk into some, like, hot shit club.
Yeah.
And there's all these people, and he's like, well, say, Johnny, I don't know any of these people. He's like, yeah, because you don't have any fucking friends. Here we go.
Well, the best thing is, the Thing is dressed like Tony Soprano, because he always is.
Dude, the stretchier, the better, man.
Yeah. And so he meets some ladies, and he's chatting them up, and then he starts to dance.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And this is, like, the worst cinematic decision I've ever seen. Like, the when that this was kept in the movie, like, the Twilight Zone helicopter shot, like...
Go
better,
on.
Better decision than the dance.
Wait. You could, in that movie, you could actually see those kids dying?
No, I'm just saying, like, the guy that was like, yeah, we'll shoot it at night. That guy did a better job than the person was like, no, he'll dance and, like, spread.
I definitely agree that the Twilight Zone movie is a better movie than
Absolutely.
This.
Oh, even with Dan Aykroyd dressed up as that Howie Mandel monster character?
Especially.
So, yeah, he's, like, dancing and stretching, and these ladies are like, oh, that's fun.
No, and that's the thing. They don't know if it's fun or fucking disgusting.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you're on, like, a crowded dance floor, and this dude is kind of just doing this. It's pretty much this.
Yeah.
And then he goes, whoop, and this leg goes out, like, 11 feet, and you're like, is that disgusting? I don't know if I'm turned on or nauseous.
Also, you're definitely kicking a knee out when you do that.
Yeah.
There are at least 5 people falling over, one to their death, bro.
Yeah, at least one person would throw up if they saw that, right? Like on the dance floor.
Dr. Reed Richards causes nightclub tragedy.
But also, no, if the Thing goes up to a dance club, everyone leaves. Like, most people leave.
Yeah. If a rock monster is in a club, I'd leave.
It's a rock monster.
Oh, we both did.
Yeah.
I want the B-52s to do my wedding.
Oh, Fred Schneider will play your wedding. He also, the Thing is doing a lot of fat guy shimmy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's dancing like the little Caddyshack guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all right. Ain't nobody worry about me. I got no friends.
It's just disgusting, and he's on this dance floor. Oh, the Thing is drinking pitchers of beer, too.
Yeah, he's just...
That's hilarious.
Because he realizes that he, like, had a chance to be... At the end of the first movie, like, he could be normal, and then he's like, no, I gotta stick up for my friends and live
bad
like a
move.
Rock monster for the rest of my life.
It's a rock monster. That's,
and
that's
every
bad.
Day, he's just drinking himself half to death, right?
Totally. Well, because you have Kerry Washington at home, like, you did what? You were one way, and then you had the chance... Oh, and then what happened? Oh, fuck this. And that first movie, they kind of play it as like, we both have a disability because she's blind, and it's like, that's what they bond
Not
over.
Not the same
Not
thing.
Not anymore, motherfucker. Wait, what? We had a chance to have like sexual intercourse, and you did what? Fuck you. Do your fucking fat guy shimmy alone forever.
And for what? Mutant honor.
Honor amongst the mutants.
So Andre Brower shows up in this movie.
Yes.
He's like the general of something. Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
We are not known for smooth segues.
Andre Brower shows up and he breaks into Reed Richards. He goes to the Baxter building. There's a holographic secretary because someone thought that was a good idea.
I thought, is this a thing from the comics?
I don't know.
Was someone like, fucking sweet, it's Dawn. The holographic secretary. Awesome. This movie's got everything.
What's the name, Herbie?
No, not Herbie. Who is, I believe...
No, that was the love bug, sir. It was a sentient, shitty car.
So,
Slash matchmaker.
They all, like, break into this dance club, and, like, Jessica Alba's like, he's dancing with 2 women. I'm mad, or something. I don't know, because why would I act?
Look at my... Look at my natural blue eyes.
Yeah. Ooh. This is weird. It's like the Wayans brothers in White Chicks.
Yes. Yes.
where they look like robots. Like, she looks like a robot in this movie.
Just don't bother. She's fine as she is. Don't put blue contacts in there.
No.
It's fine.
Well, just let her be Jessica Alba. Who
no one's
going to
be like, that Sue Storm has blue eyes, you fuck, and leave the theater.
No. They wouldn't leave the theater, but they would definitely write that on the internet.
Well, that's true.
Dear Reddit, I just watched this fucking bullshit trailer, and I have some things to say.
I honestly don't think she should be stealing parts from potential blonde actors. Oh. I mean, not enough friends.
I know you're sensitive on this point.
He's also doing weird, like, I'm going to wrap these babes up like a snake coil.
Oh, man, dude.
You're not getting away.
No, man.
You're dancing with Dr. Fantastic.
Can you imagine what this would be like naked?
Yeah, let's explore that. Okay. What's that dick doing, man?
Everything. I know, dude.
I think it wraps around him like a boa constrictor.
Oh, no.
Right, dude. Yes.
I gotta tell you, man, if I could do that, I'd never leave the house. I'm just saying. Let's get real,
right,
man.
He could stretch out and, like, jerk itself off.
Now I don't have to stop playing video games. Perfect. We fucking told you.
Did we, though? So that happens, and like they have a conversation. Andre Brower's like, "Oh, the world is ending," and like there's some like bad blood from back in the old days between Andre Brower and Mr. Fantastic, and no one could give a shit.
Dude, it's briefly mentioned the Thing garbles something about how Reed Richards testified against this guy. I was like, "Show me that, show me that dude hitting the courtroom." Absolutely. The woman's like coming over to give him the Bible to swear in. He's like, "Don't bother." Stay where you are.
Is that disrespectful? Might be, right?
Who cares? I'm just saying it would be pretty cool. You so see that happen on a Law and Order? You shit your pants.
Up in the middle of a Law and Order, someone stretched? Absolutely. And then nobody mentioned it before or after.
Like, Raul Esparza like looks over at Chart and he's like, "Oh, hang on a second, I forgot my notepad." And it goes, like, back to his office.
And he just vomits for an hour out of fear.
Yeah, oh, totally. It'd be great.
So we cut to the wedding of the century.
The century!
And we get more, like, weird sex shit because Johnny Storm shows up with a woman. And they're like, "Oh, what's it like to date the Human Torch?" And she goes, "Well, fireproof lingerie and a lot of aloe." And I'm like, ew.
Oh.
Ew. Is he burning these girls?
Yeah, I know. I'm burning them, Reed. Stop me. Reed, teach me how to fuck. Build something to fix them.
Instead of edging, he's singeing all night.
Mercy me.
It's a light show. It's a light show.
I don't understand. That's a weird line for essentially a kid's movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it actually PG?
Oh,
I don't think Tim Story does PG-13. It's too dirty for him.
So it's barbershop like, movies PG-13.
Hey. Is he going all on fire when he's on the
wait, who?
Wait, hang on, what?
Or does he just shoot fire when he ejaculates?
No, that cum is room temperature.
Well, that's nice. Maybe that's how he like puts him out.
So Brian Posehn is there. There's the Silver Surfer just so happens to fly over, causing a helicopter disaster at your wedding. Speaking of the Twilight Zone. And
but we... too soon, come on. Movie came out 30 years ago. They're all long dead. And it's stupid because they start Fantastic Four-ing all over the place, but they're not in the suits.
Yeah.
So you're still just like, well, there's nothing I came here to see.
Nope.
I want that dumb blue jumpsuit. All of them. Dumb blue pants.
And then... Human Torch starts to chase the Silver Surfer and he like touches him for some reason, and now the rest of the movie he can switch powers with everybody.
Well, because the first one, each of them got to show off their powers
For 47 minutes
for the entire movie.
Yeah.
By the way, Wedding of the Century you're calling that in 2007?
Dude, that's what we were doing, though. It was like, it's early on, so we can sneak it in and then better beat it. It's just like the wedding of the century, the movie of the century. Like, we had all that shit
but
going,
but to be
man.
Fair, if an elastic man married an invisible woman, that would be a pretty spectacular event.
It would be quite fantastic.
It would be...
You know, I know it was terrible.
Mr. and Mrs. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, she's taking his name?
Maybe.
All right.
I don't know.
I'd take her name. Mr. Storm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. Mrs. Fantastic.
Sounds like an American Gods character.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know a single person who's watching that show. A lot of people watch that show?
Yeah, all right.
All right. Maybe someday I'll get stars. You all know you're bootlegging it on torrents. You don't have stars. Come on.
And I don't know.
Oh, wait. Totally non-important plot point, or at least it should be.
They're all non-important, Andrew.
On his like little trip of like poking holes in the planet, he flies over Latveria.
Oh, right. Shit.
And wakes up a character who should not be in this movie is Dr. Doom. Played by that guy from the plastic surgery show, Julian McMahon is his
name. Yeah, yes.
And his eyebrows that just kind of go like this.
Oh, yeah, they got a mind of his own, man. His eyeballs?
It's disgusting. Brows.
That's 80% of his craft.
He's great. I love this dude's acting style. It's like his style is almost coming. Like, if you give his character like a juicy piece of information and he's like,
oh. I believe they like, call that ever edging.
He's ever edging.
You know, I like him more now that I know this.
Wasn't ever edging that dude who was like a Boston rapper and now he's a blues artist?
No, that's Everlast.
Oh, I thought it was ever edging.
You might have also been thinking of Everwood.
Oh no. Oh, what is Everwood? Was that a show?
Yes, it was a show.
Wait, was that that guy was a criminal that was on that show?
The guy from Substitute 2.
Treat Williams?
Treat Williams.
Oh!
It was Treat Williams on a show called Everwood.
Yes.
What was he doing? Chopping down trees?
Yes.
Was he seriously a lumberjack?
I don't know.
What? No. I was thinking of Seventh Heaven.
Oh, no, that guy's got a series of troubles. That guy's why you can't watch Star Trek The Motion Picture anymore.
That's a problem.
I'll watch it, but I won't be happy about it.
I'm so mad I'm watching this movie. That's what I was thinking watching this, actually.
I'll watch it, but I'll be haunted for a month.
Yeah, I don't know. So, like, the Silver Surfer's fucking around now. Dr. Doom's involved, and, like, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff happening.
But we agree that Dr. Doom shouldn't be in this movie.
No,
right?
Not at all. Like, just give those lines to the Silver Surfer, and or hire a Galactus dude. Paul Giamatti.
Oh boy, I'm doing voice work up against the great Larry Fishburne. What's that? We won't share a studio? Checks out. So,
hey Larry, it's my birthday. Oh, he left.
So what is the point of Galactus? He just eats planets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
You ever been to a CC's pizza buffet?
No. No, I haven't.
Is it Galactus in every one of those?
Yes.
Oh, Galactus is a franchise owner of a CC's?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I figured it more for a CPK, man.
Oh, California.
Or
pizza
a Pizza Hut. That'd be nice.
Pizza Hut?
It's a big dude who looks like an asshole owns your pizzeria. That checks out. That's almost every Pizza Hut chain ever. Find me a polite Pizza Hut manager. I'll give you $1,000.
So, the Thing and Human Torch, we find out that they switch powers because they switch powers. Because the
this
thing
is disgusting.
Like, I think Mr. Fantastic is like, oh no, I think you might be able to switch powers. And the Thing's like, yes, please. And grabs him and he's like, oh, now I look like Michael Chiklis. Trade up, I guess. And like, the weird thing is like, Chris Evans' Thing is disgusting.
Yeah.
That'll keep you up at night. He's got like hair.
It's a Street Fighter character.
Yes.
Yes.
Of some kind. It doesn't have a name, but it's a Street Fighter character.
It's one of Blanca's friends.
Yeah. Yep. He's a member of Blanca's support group.
But it's okay, Blanca.
But first he switches with Sue, right?
Oh, right.
And that's where we get the nudie scene, the fire crotch and everything.
Yeah, dude. She's like screaming. She's flying
and she's
around like
burning. Well, she's completely nude, or her cartoon character's nude.
Yes, yes, right.
To be fair.
Are you talking about naked cartoons?
Oh, shit. Dark corner of the internet, man.
Oh, man.
We're going to be mainstream soon. You just wait.
Alt-right's already there, man.
We don't have to hide on the dark web anymore. Naked cartoons.
Some tentacles?
They were shaming cartoon fetishists at their show.
Yeah, somebody did.
You know, if that's what you like to do, that's totally fine. It's okay to like a pornography.
However, if you...
I feel like if you turned into the thing, and like I knew that whatever the thing was, I would go to the bathroom immediately to see what the dick situation
oh,
was.
Oh, yep.
Like,
yep.
I'm like, yeah, 1 second, Ben Grimm. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, it's just a bunch of pebbles stacked on top of each other.
That would finally like shut Johnny Storm up,
yeah,
though, right?
Because yeah.
He's constantly doing this. He makes some gross joke. He's like, oh, so when you're having sex with your girlfriend, what's the mudslide situation?
Actually. Yeah.
And I don't even know what that means, yeah. Johnny Storm. I just know it's gross.
Actually, we call it skipping stones.
Oh, man.
Actually, Johnny, I just jerk off on her feet and cry. That's all I can do.
It's the beginning and end of it.
The beginning and end of it. Yeah, so she's naked. There's a bunch of people like taking photographs of her.
Oh, yeah, like E does a story on it. They're like, oh, look
yeah.
At
oh,
E
yeah,
without an exclamation point, right?
Yeah. Well, we're only paying for the letter, man. We're not paying for that exclamation mark trademark.
Oh, we skipped Stanley's cameo.
Oh, what? This is some meta shit, though, man. I don't know that this makes sense entirely.
Well, because he's in the last movie as a mailman, and in this movie he's posing as Stan Lee, I guess.
No, dude, he is Stan Lee.
Okay.
That's what's crazy about it.
But
this.
Everyone hates Stan Lee
but
in
no,
this world.
Stan
in all
Lee
worlds.
Is IRL in a fucking world that he also created. And he's like,
yeah.
I'm Stan Lee. My characters are getting married. Let me in. You bastard!
Sir, do you have your medication on you?
Are those my Marvelites in there? And he's like thrown off the roof of the Baxter building. He's never seen again!
I think he's presumed dead. He's definitely dead. That dude is dead. Pavement pizza, man.
Well, it's in my will that when I die, they have to dig up Jack Kirby and throw him in a dumpster, and then I take his grave.
I'm sleeping in Kirby's grave.
It's just look, it's my final wish, Mighty Marvelites.
You can't say no. It's my final wish.
So he was very clear on this point. You are to resurrect Jack Kirby and get him to dig the grave for Stan Lee, and then you kill him again.
That's right. We're gonna enact some necromancy, and you're gonna dig my fucking grave, Kirby. How about that? We were best friends,
and then thank my fucking corpse for it.
That dude ripped that guy off.
Yeah.
That's what that bit's about. That dude fucking robbed that man. Blind.
So Silver Surfer is making it snow everywhere.
Yeah.
And
oh, the weather outside is frightful. And this movie is not delightful.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I thought it was pretty dulcet.
No, and then there's a bunch of like science shit. There's so much research going on. A lot of research in these movies.
Oh, and then the Doctor Doom meets the Silver Surfer. He's like, hey, I'm in this movie. And like he like heals him. He's like, oh yeah, I'm so mad at you. I'm going to heal your rotten face.
Well, we're ripping off Batman a little bit in this movie because like Doctor Doom is in a thing, like in a chair. He's like strapped and some dude's like soldering the mask off of his rotten face or something. And you see his hand, and it's doing, like, the Jack Nicholson, like, hand twitch thing from, like, 89 Batman. And then he, like, throws the doctor out of the way. He doesn't break a mirror, though. That would have been cool.
Well, then he's just walking around like a Sith Lord.
Yeah. Well, hoods were big.
Yeah. Especially in Latveria.
Oh, yeah. Latverians love hoods. It's a ceremonial hood.
But Silver Surfer turns him into fucking dust, and then he's better. Yeah. And now he's actually full Julian McMahon without any of the robot scars.
Hold on, maybe the Silver Surfer is like the Genesis device, you know?
Oh.
Like it'll bring a planet that's dead to life, and it'll bring a life planet to dead. Right? That's how that works.
You know what?
That's
all
right.
Your galactic math is correct.
Star Trek 3.
Oh.
That's the search for Spock.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That one.
The Genesis device.
Why don't you try to fucking find him, Chris?
So, like... Andre Bauer is upset because Reed Richards isn't getting results, and he's like, "Oh, let me go to this known terrorist."
This is a bad decision by Andre Bauer.
Yeah, because literally he like destroyed Midtown like 6 months ago, and like, "Oh, this guy's back from the dead. Awesome, be part of our team, please."
And you feel terrible, man, because Andre Bauer is one of the best actors we have working today. He's fucking awesome. And you're like, oh, man, Andre Bauer, this movie.
We wind up in England for some reason. The Millennium Wheel falls off at Steeple there.
Well, because we are, yeah, so we're doing a bunch of math, which is so fucking exciting.
Oh, yeah, oh, for sure.
Thrilling.
And Reed Richards determines, like, oh, he's, like, doing these holes through a mathematical sequence. And the next spot is... Cut to London is the idea. So we're chasing this guy all over the globe.
Oh, it's exciting. Yeah,
yeah, it's like a James Bond film. Just globetrotting from one green screen location to the next.
Well, oh, this is when they act like they overhear that Mr. Fantastic and Sue Storm are going to break up the Fantastic Four. And
then, oh, right.
Like, these two grown adult men act like babies for an hour. They're like, I can't believe it. I'm like, just talk to them.
Well, one's a grown adult man. The other one's a grown adult rock monster.
Well, I might only point out that they're pissed off that they took a 20-minute break between deciding to do it and doing it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you didn't tell me. I'm like, I just had that conversation.
Like, we had this conversation, and then we went to the airport. It happened one right after the other to go to London. Do you not remember this, Johnny? We had this conversation.
Stop hiding things from me.
Oh, man. And also, by the way, the thing is not in a helicopter.
Yeah, that's true. That thing's not getting off.
He can't be on a plane. He definitely cannot be on a helicopter. Jesus.
Yeah, he needs a
reckless
special
shit.
He needs a special like forklift that just like rides.
Get me the worst and riskiest pilot in the world. The thing has to go to England. Because he's got to weigh 5,000 pounds.
It's a rock monster.
One of those planes that can like fly a fucking tank.
Over
to Yemen. That's what you need.
You transport him like Dracula. You put a bunch of dirt on him, put him on a boat.
And strap him down.
Yeah. You got to cover him with dirt so no one asks questions.
What's in there? Oh, dirt and rocks. So many rocks.
It's a geology experiment.
Oh, I'm studying geology.
Oh, and pants for some reason.
Oh, yeah. There's a pair of pants in there. Don't mind that blue pair of pants.
I wrap the nice rocks around with the pants.
Those are nice rocks, man.
Those are
Why
gems.
Does the thing sometimes want shirts and other times not? Like, does he get hot?
The shirt comes off when it's clobbering.
Oh, that's right.
I almost said battle time. Which I guess is the same thing. But yeah, but like, you know, it's like dinner parties, your friend's wedding.
Where you're wearing a shirt.
Yeah, that's when you're putting a shirt on. Around the house.
Yeah, sure.
Because nobody wants to look at that.
On vacation, question mark.
No, that's when the shirt's off, right?
Totally.
You let like an iguana sun on you.
Hey, Reed, look at this little guy. Can I keep him?
What a superhero.
You go try to get food on the boardwalk, and they're like, no shirt, no shoes. Like,
come on, I'm a rock. It takes me an hour to put a shirt on.
Oh, stupid. So we have this, like, big botched rescue mission. They're trying to save these people from a Ferris wheel.
Like, the Human Torch fucks it up, and then everyone's like, you fucked up, Johnny. And he turns into Reed Richards, and he looks disgusting.
Oh, yeah, because he just turns into, like, a blob. He doesn't know how to keep himself together.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gross.
It looks like Water Jelly Man from X-Men.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, beloved Water Jelly Man.
Wait, which one is that? That's, like, half of them, right?
Bruce Davidson.
Oh, right, the senator.
Yeah.
Senator Water Jelly.
The floor would like to recognize Senator Water Jelly. What's your
Senator
vote?
Senator Water Jelly Man definitely doesn't believe in global warming.
No.
Or healthcare.
Hoax. I'm a Water Jelly Man and I'm fine.
No one's paying for my healthcare, slip. Magneto paid for my health insurance.
Well, that's fair though. Like, if they were actually honest to goodness like rock monsters, like I would not want to pay for their healthcare. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's my limit.
Like, cause think about that. The ERs are not gonna have like what jaws of life in there.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Jackhammers.
How do you open
ER?
That fuck?
You cannot put the thing in an ambulance.
Not at all.
He just can't fit. It's not going to happen.
No, that's like a do not resuscitate order.
Where would you put the paddles?
That's a great question.
The pants. Definitely the pants.
I think one in the groin, one in the face.
Yeah, the eyebrows. The eyebrows would probably get it.
Dude, Michael Chiklis totally has lips in this movie, and he claims that he doesn't.
Yeah.
And it's he's just... It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It is fucking disgusting. You can see a rock monster's human tongue in this movie.
Yeah, it is disgusting.
He's like, boy, it's terrible being made entirely of rock. La la la.
Well, he's also dating an alcoholic.
Yeah, she seems drunk.
This stinks.
Yeah, Kerry Washington plays Alicia Masterson's blind girlfriend, and she seems drunk the entire movie.
Like, her playing blind is drunk.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know, Johnny. You should just relax, man. Just chill out, dude.
You're married? You ready for that?
It's a direct quote.
So they, like, catch up with the Silver Surfer. Dr. Doom's like, yeah, I'm part of the team now. They go to, like, the forests of Canada for no good reason because the next, you know, it's...
Well, I mean, you gotta hide somewhere.
Yeah, the thing, like, fights a bear, like, a little bit, or, like...
Gets into no, he just... What are you looking at, Smokey?
Yeah, he gets into an argument with a bear.
He talks to it, that's it.
Dude, and it's a light moment of cute comedy from Michael Chiklis and a bear, and I'm like, this movie's only 93 minutes. What the fuck, man?
I would be terrified of us, Michael Chiklis, because the last thing I want to do is be mauled to death by a bear while dressed like a rock monster.
Oh, you think Chicky was, like, right next to that bear?
Oh, yeah, man.
That's the right idea?
Mm-hmm. You're not going to gnaw through this rock suit, are you, bear?
I'm terrified for the bear. Like, yeah. That's like putting it in a harmful situation, seeing that thing.
Yeah, bears shouldn't see monsters.
Yeah, or Michael Chiklis. Not that there's a difference between a monster and a
bear.
So they do some zapping to the Silver Surfer and knock him off his board.
It's a tachyon pulse, dude.
Oh, right. I mean, that's a word that's made up.
Tachyons? Those are real. I heard it on Star Trek.
That's right. But so he turns into a less silver. He's like a gray surfer at this point.
Yeah.
And they immediately start zapping his balls. Like they right take away. Him to a facility.
There's no balls. It's a bump. They're zapping bumps, man.
Zap my bump.
You be able to put
try it, motherfucker. Zap my bump.
Why is he Joe Pantoliano all of a sudden?
Why not? Dude, listen. He's on the board. He sounds like Larry Fishburne. He gets knocked off. He sounds like Joey Pants.
You know how long it takes me to get the Hoboken on this thing?
Exactly.
So they put a car battery to his bump.
Well, the guy is like, oh, you know, testing people this way is a human rights violation. Good thing you're not human. And I'm like,
that's great.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, Abu Ghraib.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, stack them high. No, I don't endorse that. I'm just just remembering the news.
That's all you got to do, man.
And I don't know.
Well, they're also the Fantastic Four. This is another boneheaded move by Colonel Andre Brower, man. Because he's like, I have these four people who are known superheroes.
Good guys.
Yes. That I'm going to lock in a room.
Yeah.
While this other dude, known villain, also recently raised from the dead. I'm going to give carte blanche to this military facility. What are you, fucking stupid?
And one of these people I'm going to lock in the room that can open... is invisible.
Yeah. Well, these guards get fooled awfully quick.
Pretty quickly.
Well, he's like, oh, Johnny Storm's like, it's 2007. Can I get some DVDs in here?
Hey, can I get a couple of DVDs to pass the time?
Do you have Firefly season 1?
Oh, boy, I hope these DVDs have anamorphic menus as a special feature.
Van Wilder, terrific. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So Sue Storm like sneaks out, right, and she gets into the Silver Surfer, like the busted trailer hitch Chrome Surfer at this point. His little
Rust Surfer.
Yeah, he's held to a board Lecter style. And then she bonds with him, and she's just like, I know you're not a monster. What are you doing? You saved me earlier in the woods when there was this battle that these guys didn't talk about. And he's like, oh, I didn't let you die because you remind me of someone. And I was like, sweet exposition. You nailed it all, Mark Frost. Great.
Oh, you knew someone. Awesome.
And we know that the backstory is like, so this dude, Norrin Rad, is the Silver Surfer, right? And he's
Norm?
Norm.
Norman.
Norm!
Oh, geez, Mr. Peterson, you look awfully shiny. Man, that Cheers joke played. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Wait, what's his fucking name?
No, George went as Galactus. Oh, now we're thinking.
Yeah!
Man! That dude can gobble.
Yeah, he could devour worlds.
He's just like approaching planets like, got a beer?
he devoured the Tommy Westfall world. Right?
Oh, yeah, totally. No, so he's Norrin.
Norrin.
Rad. Yeah, like cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he gets into this deal with Galactus. Galactus is like, I'm going to fuck your planet up. He's like, hey, man. I could be your herald if you just let my planet go and don't kill my lady friend and our out of wedlock child. Yeah, this is the Silver Surfer story.
Oh, so it's like the end of Goodfellas. You know what I mean? Like he flips on his buddies just to keep his own deal.
Norrin Rad, the good coats are in the back. No farther.
Oh, now I live like a schnook. The other day I had pasta with ketchup on it. I am Norrin Rad in Arizona.
It's the Silver Surfer in a bathrobe. He's getting the paper.
Yes.
But this confirms that he like he impregnates stuff.
Wait, oh, why?
Well, because you said he had a child or something.
Does he have a kid too? He's not like a lady friend. He's got a lady friend. I'm not sure if he's got
well,
a kid.
That means he's doing something.
He's doing something to
somebody. I just wanted to make other Silver Surfers then.
Well,
somebody's
that was the ultimate
something.
Price that he paid.
What?
The bump.
Wait, Galactus.
Oh,
took
that
his...
was Galactus's price?
Yeah, that's right.
Savage.
Man. It's like, all right, I'll give you unlimited power, and I won't eat your world, but.
Gotta go.
Now I got this. The silver dick is a little lucky charm.
That's a keychain.
Yes. Yes.
Why does the Silver Surfer need a keychain cabin?
For his Camaro!
Oh. Sorry.
So they bond, and she's like, you're not a bad guy. And he's like, yes, I know. And then, like, Dr. Doom gets...
Oh, wait a second. Sorry to interrupt you, dude. We have a Videodrome moment here.
Oh, that's right.
Because she's like, tell me more about this intergalactic asshole that follows you around the universe. And he's like, well, just take a look at my tummy. And this dude's stomach turns into a TV.
I'm like a ripped Teletubby. A ripped sexy Teletubby.
Doug Jones, by the way, is looking fit as fuck.
Oh, yeah,
Silver
man.
Surfer. Yumtown. It is outrageous in shape a dude who constantly plays monsters is in. Are you fucking kidding me?
And Andy Serkis is like, what are you doing that for? All you need to do is be green screen potato chips.
Kane Hodder's like, why bother?
Kane Hodder?
He's playing a monster.
That's true, yeah.
Robert Englund's like, why bother? Does that work better for you?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I don't know. They're not as good.
They're lesser monsters?
I think so.
They're lesser
anyone
actors.
Could play Jason, come on.
That's actually true.
Literally anyone.
That's true. And I love those movies. I have them all on Blu-ray. But if anyone is telling you one dude's Jason walk is better than another, stop. Just fucking stop it.
I Jason walk to work every day.
Man, you see that blonde guy? He does good Jason.
It's like, what is that, Kane Hodder Jr.?
I'll just say, it's just a person in a hockey mask.
Yeah.
There's no one better performance than another of Jason.
So, Dr. Doom gets the board. He kills Andre Brower. He turns him into, like, I don't know, a puzzle or something.
A brick?
Yeah.
It's like an ash puzzle.
Yeah.
And it's great because he... And Andre Brower kind of, like, brings this retaliation on.
Sure.
Because at first he's just, like, whooshes Andre Brower out of the way, and he's trying to get out of the office, and Andre Brower starts lighting this dude up.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay, well, I guess we have to. And the greatest actor in this movie is vanquished in a bad special effect. There's no fucking final line. There's no, like, cool catchphrase.
He ends up looking like a stuffed animal that the dog got to.
Yeah, like, half of his head is chewed off. It's stupid.
It's dumb. And then we go to China for a little while.
Sure, why not? Dude, globe-trotting James Bond adventure.
Oh, we get the fantastic car, and nobody gives a shit. Like, it's like, oh, well, let's build this up. And he's like, I know how we're going to get to China. Beep, beep.
fantastic are, and everyone's like, great.
And this is like a big deal, right?
Oh, it's a big deal.
It's like
deal,
the
yeah.
second most famous, mm-hmm. well, maybe like third most famous vehicle in superhero history.
Absolutely.
Like the Batmobile, Wonder Woman's invisible jet, and then this fucking thing.
No.
What else? What's a more famous vehicle?
Ghost Rider's motorcycle.
No, Chris Cabot.
Yes, I agree with that.
Really?
Compared to this?
Whoa, let's see those Ghost Rider tattoos later.
and Silver Surfer's Camaro.
Yeah, right. I keep forgetting I missed this Camaro you saw in this movie.
To me, my Camaro.
Oh, we do get a sick 2007 joke because the Fantastic Car shows up. And then, like, everyone gets all excited, and Chris Evans is like, whoa, Hemi? Right? Remember and those then, Hemi commercials?
Like, oh, wow. Hemi? And then, like, Reed is like, you better believe it. And then Larry Cable, the cable guy, is like, hey, cool, it's a Hemi. Hey, it's got a Hemi. You remember those commercials?
Hire him to be Galactus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope this planet tastes like pork.
Earth is nothing but a chicken wing.
You ever fart so hard you create a black hole?
Yes, I have.
Man, it is all right there, Mark Frost.
And then you get Jeff Foxworthy to be the Silver Surfer.
Oh, that could work too, yeah.
If you're flying around on a surfboard, you just might be a Herald of Galactus.
If your penis has been replaced by a metallic bump, you just might be a Herald of Galactus.
If your aunt is fixing her hair while looking at your face,
you just might be a Herald of Galactus.
If you have a TV on your tummy on top of another TV tummy, you just might be a Herald of Galactus.
Welcome back to Norn Rad's TV Tummy. That'd be great. You just watch, like, inside him from your TV.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's pretty cool. Like a DVD menu.
How do I click out?
You can't.
How do I click in more?
So they're all fighting him on the thing, and they can't beat him. And then Sue Storm gets fucking Elliot Smithed by this fucking... this whole Lance.
Good God.
Good job, Sage.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
But it's weird because it's like Dr. Doom rips a piece off the surfboard and just throws
it's
it.
It's like a needle in the hay.
Good God.
It's okay. He's long dead.
But it's so-
oh, yeah, that's right. We're in the wrong part of this country to make that joke.
That's what... Dude, that's what I was trying to tell you.
I forgot.
Oh. Fucking get the net, man.
Wait, is Galactus from here, too?
No, he's more of an Astoria guy. Close.
Yeah, so she gets, like, ganked really hard, and then everyone feels really bad.
But nobody... It's so dumb. Because, of course, she's not dead.
Yes.
What are you talking about? This movie has no stakes. There's a wedding that's going to happen. I'm still waiting by the phone for that wedding.
That is the major event of the movie, not
it's
the planet-eating
the wedding
monster.
Of the century. Planet monsters will happen all the time. Kurt Russell was just a planet monster.
He was.
But the wedding the of the best. Century? Once a century.
He was the best planet monster.
He was a well-developed planet monster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Except all those weird statues of him fucking.
Oh, yeah.
That's a weird detail in that movie.
He's also probably, as compared to Galactus, he's also probably the hornier planet monster.
Oh, yeah.
He's just going everywhere.
Oh, yeah. His character's name was Libido.
Ego.
Oh, Ego. Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't you actually thought that?
No, I didn't.
All right.
I didn't remember what it actually was, but I knew it wasn't what I said.
So the producer of the movie was like, hey, only one of these actors will be working in 10 years, so why don't we give all the Fantastic Four's powers to Chris Evans?
Dude, I think he already had, like, the first draft of a Captain America contract ready to go.
Yeah.
And they're like, better give him everything. And it's this stupid thing where, like, the Thing and Reed Richards are already, like, holding her chest or something. Uh-huh. Like, they're already touching her. So then he just, like, grabs on board of that, and he gets all their powers. This is gross.
Yeah.
Because it's Michael Chiklis, like, on fire and stretching at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's Chris Evans with this fucking haircut. This thing is so dumb.
And he's, like, snaking around everybody. And
he's
Michael
doing that
Chiklis
Reed Richards snake moves.
Michael Chiklis is like,
Alicia, how soon can you get to Japan? I need you here.
Get on a plane, baby, it happened.
We're ready to go.
I'm a human for like an hour. Please get here.
No, see, and that's the thing. He just needs to leave.
Yes.
Like, he needs to get on a plane because he can fucking fit in a seat, first of all.
Oh, right.
Ride comfortably back to New York.
Change his name.
Totally. Oh, yeah, dude, just walk away, man.
Start calling himself Michael Chiklis. And just live a new life with Alicia.
He just runs away, and Doctor Strange comes. Because it's like same set as Doctor Strange's climactic battle.
That's right. Oh, yeah, we're not in Japan. We're in China. We're in Japan sort of awkwardly at the end of the movie.
Yeah, they kind of just jumped
in. They just didn't know.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about anything in this movie.
Who would and who why?
So they knock the Doctor Doom off his board. He kind of... and then, like, the thing hits him with a rebar pipe, and he goes into a puddle,
and
he kind of
does, like, boom. Yeah, then he really like falls into a river. That's the end of that classic character. Pretty cool. Glad we brought him back for this movie, everybody.
The Silver Surfer gets on his board. He heals Sue Storm.
Because why not? Who knew he had healing powers? Who cares?
And then he like goes into the Cloud of Galactus and just kind of charges up and go.
It's like in Super Mario 2 when your character crouched down and then you started like glowing and then like Toad farted and like jumped 6 feet in the air.
Yeah.
That's what he sort of does. And it's kind of weird too because he turns around and it's great. And this is, Doug Jones is a great actor. He's a classically trained actor because he turns around and the look that he gives at the camera is, did someone just grab my ass? And then when you
someone
see...
Someone grab my bump.
When the camera bump. When the camera fucking cuts around, man, it's Chris Evans pushing his ass as Johnny Storm, like getting him closer to Galactus' like, asshole.
What is going on here?
He's like, helping him out.
He's like, okay, now turn the key on the board. I'm going to push you.
Yeah. He's trying to get him going.
Give you a jump.
And Silver Surfer kind of gives him a thumbs up for things. Like,
yeah.
Great.
It's pretty cool, man.
And then, like, there's a shadow of Galactus's helmet, and who cares?
I also like that the Silver Surfer has led to 1.5 billion alien deaths, but one lady kind of looks like his old his fiance, old and he's like, all right, that's cool. I'll just turn it by back on
that's
everything.
That's all it took was the beauty of Sue Storm, man.
Oh, wow.
Hundreds of planets decimated. Mm-hmm. This one lady.
It's those blue eyes.
Yeah,
man, that's right.
Those enchanting fake blue eyes. It's so weird. It's a bit
disturbing.
It's a robot.
So why is the moon not destroyed? Now
the
Galactus
moon.
Is gone. Yeah. Why is the moon still here?
I think because he came in from the other side.
No, I definitely saw a moon involved in that fart, man.
Oh, is that right?
I thought
the moon
I
got
did.
Caught up in it.
It was that or fucking Silver Surfer's bump that I saw.
Yeah, dude, you never know.
It's like a full moon, man.
At the end of this movie, it's like, oh wow, we beat Galactus. But by the way, every planet in the solar system's rotation is turned off, so we're fucked. Like everything's gonna crash into each other.
You see Galactus like coming for Earth, and he fucks up Saturn's rings. Like, excuse me. And that like beautiful planet is just destroyed. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up.
Maybe that's why Pluto's not a planet anymore.
Oh. Oh, you guys like Pluto out here too? Is Pluto from this city?
But is Neil deGrasse Tyson in the audience tonight?
Oh, he'd have a fucking field day with this.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Now, so we're done with Elliot Smith jokes. Now for the Clyde Drexler jokes.
No.
We get run right out of town.
There's no motivation for like the Silver Surfer to do this, but he does it like kind of unprompted, aside from like Jessica Alba sort of looks like his lady friend. But like, I tuned in, or I bought a ticket, or I snuck in, or whatever I did when I saw this movie originally.
Torrented.
No, I saw it. My wife and I saw it in the theaters.
Yikes!
That was a tough train ride home.
Very quiet.
No, she was cool about it. No, but like this is the fucking Fantastic Four, man. Why don't you do something to stop the villain, you shitty superheroes?
He'll take care of it.
They were watching. I don't know, a computer fight a computer.
I don't. They've never done anything.
No, they
right?
don't.
The Fantastic Four is fucking terrible.
Stop trying to make Fantastic Four a thing. Honestly, like that's the way. Anybody see that new movie? Yeah, totally. That's exactly what I'm saying. Just fucking give up. Give up.
I think we have. I think we're done for
a
while. Yeah.
Cool. Take that, Miles Teller.
Yeah.
You see from here?
No, this isn't hell.
Eep.
Yeah.
So this like fart cloud sort of just decimates or like
dissipates.
Yeah, somebody
dissipates,
opened a window.
Somebody opened a space window.
When someone closes a space door, someone opens a space window.
Not enough about the Lord Jesus Christ in this movie.
No, not much.
I agree with that. Is he from here?
No. And now we go, they're like, oh, let's have the wedding of the century finally in Japan. And we're going to fly Brian Posehn to Japan.
Come on! Come on! No way are you doing that!
No, it's just like, let's just get anyone around. I mean, like, obviously, Alicia Masters has to come to Japan because that's the things lady,
well, she was already on the plane for the fucking.
She got there and she's like, oh, shit.
Hurry up, baby! We're not doing live from Red Rocks this time!
Oh, ew.
Now, would she take that last name? Become like Mrs. Thing?
Alicia Grimm?
Yeah, Mrs.
Oh,
Grimm.
Oh, I Grimm. Forgot it was yeah. Grimm.
Grimm.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Ben Grimm, right?
Or yeah. she could just be called the other thing.
The other thing. Thing one, thing two?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Are they from here?
So
they all have like Wachowski siblings hairdos going
yes.
on for
yes.
some reason.
It's pretty wild shit, man. It's awesome.
And they're having a wedding and like, uh-oh, there's some other adventure that we won't see.
Let's Venice all... is sinking into the Adriatic.
Yeah.
Says Reed Richards.
And so they rush off to save the day, and Alicia Masters is like, okay, great, I'm stuck in Japan now. And I don't know how to see, and no one speaks English.
Well,
Brian
Posehn,
will you take me home?
Yeah, sure, I'll do it. Seriously, like, that character was already the backup officiant anyway.
Yeah.
Why would you ask that dude again?
All the way back.
Someone in Japan could have done it. There's, like, some fucking person over there teaching English on one of those abroad programs.
Or
get them to do it.
It's you know, we're not doing, you know, the blockbuster merge superhero universe thing, but, like, get... Patrick Stewart in
Ooh,
as
can you imagine
as
you,
Professor
what,
X
dude,
like
yeah. what a
marrying
fucking teaser yeah. right there right it's like you see the two of them but it's like behind and you just see the bald head
yeah
right?
oh yeah
and
I like seeing like, him from behind
well ladies and gentlemen we're gathered here today and you're like say what and it cuts around and it's Patrick Stewart Professor Xavier is officiating that wedding.
That's
how you fucking make people care about the movies.
Then maybe they would have made the third one.
Totally.
No, they wouldn't.
Unfortunately.
No. By that point, everyone had left the theater.
Yeah, actually, this movie is so bad, not even a Patrick Stewart cameo guarantees you another movie.
No.
Unfortunately. And he's a fucking legend. Legend and a treasure. So they go off. Oh, and they make... This is great. This is great. We make the Fantastic Four logo in the fucking sky. Yeah.
Even though people in Venice, their lungs are filling with water, but they're like, cool, four.
Well, it's, actually, there's nothing cool about chemtrails.
Those Fantastic Four chemtrails are making the frickin' frogs gay. Fucking fantastic chemtrail, my fat ass.
I saw these two male frogs, and they were going at it.
Catch them in bed with the Silver Surfer.
These New York elites with their stretchy skin and their invisible flesh.
Galactus wants your money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got an agenda, man. Look out. Oh, and there's a teaser, though, because
oh, yeah.
there's a dumb
what?
Teaser. Dude, we watched this teaser like
what?
3 hours ago.
Not but, yeah.
Were you there? Do you remember this? Do you remember what happened? So it's like cut
no.
to space. Cut to space. Oh, we were fuck. Just there. And it's like fucking Silver Surfer's corpse is like floating past the camera. And then you see the board like off of the distance, so he's
oh,
totally
shit.
Wiped out, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then like right, like his one eyeball passes the camera frame. And then when the other one's about to, he's just like, say! And his eyeball opens and you're like, sequels?
I guess so.
Who cares?
I think I heard
it's a who cares.
I think I read that they wanted to do a solo film of him.
I'd watch that.
But it didn't happen.
No, it didn't. It's been fucking 10 years since this movie came out.
Cosmic Point Break?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
That would be pretty fucking awesome, mm-hmm. man. Too bad Swayze's gone.
That's a sad story. Yeah. We're just breaking all the hearts
oh,
tonight.
Oh, just bring it back like Tarkin.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares? Whatever. Fucking go watch your ghost movies.
You're dead, Willie. So would anybody recommend this movie? Because
no.
it turns out 93 minutes later, this movie's over.
No.
No. No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
No. No. No.
Not even for the bumps, man. Not even for the bumps.
Not for the bump.
Not even for the bump rubbing?
No, man.
No?
Not for master torturer Zach Grenier.
Oh, right. We forgot about that.
Well, yeah, we talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, he's just a character actor nobody knows the name of except for us. So
that's right. Rub my fucking bump on DVD!
Was this movie big on DVD?
No, it was big on
DVD.
No,
I think.
No, if you can buy this for $3 now, it wasn't big on DVD.
The $5 bin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is Fantastic Four: colon, Rise of the Silver Surfer, you guys. That's it. That's all I know. Yeah.
The total not recommend. It's not a hangover movie.
No.
We do have posters on sale in the back there.
Sure.
We also have the man that draws all of our posters here. When a special shout out to Chris Walton. You're still here?
Yeah. You guys didn't take the cups off yet. I'm still here. No, but seriously, we have had a fantastic time in your fair city these past few days. So thank you, Portland, for coming
out.
Give yourselves a round of
applause. Thank you.
Now, before we get going, we like to just sort of always end with a little bit of internet correspondence, you know? Because, like, these people out there, man, love movies. I don't know if you guys know this.
Well, there's
like
the magic of the movies.
Well, that's the dude, that's like the magic of motion pictures, man. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, you can have fun at
the
movies.
The power of movies, man.
It's not illegal to have fun.
Yeah. No, nobody's got a gun to your head. Have some fucking fun at the movies. Like this guy. This is from GB Sparta 48.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him already.
This guy didn't like this movie, actually. It's a subject line, complete mutilation of a cherished story. Still 4 out of 10 stars.
Yeah, I mean,
for a complete mutilation?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Wow. Where to begin? Let's start with the positives. The Silver Surfer looked excellent. He really did. I was impressed and excited when he first appeared. Which, by the way, is like blasting in between a building with like two American flags on it. Fuck yeah, dude. Find your Hemi. Now, the negatives. Apparently, Tim Story decided Stan Lee's work, which has lasted for years, because it was a great story that stood the test of time, wasn't good enough for his motion picture.
Is this Stan Lee writing this?
Yes.
And there's too much service to Jack Kirby in this movie. I saw Jack Kirby's name come up on screen and threw up.
Apparently, the Hollywood bigwigs... Man, when you're ranting about bigwigs, shut the fuck up. Sat in a big executive boardroom around a large table.
It's bigger than by the second.
Dude, I think this dude had a fucking microphone in the room. A camera or something. And decided that they could come up with a better storyline along with changing the powers / abilities of various characters and basically murdering a storyline that was near perfect. Murdering.
Murder.
Basically murdering.
There's been a murder tonight.
There's been a basically a murder.
It's no longer a mutilation, it's a murder.
Mutilated her, Jack.
Sure. They found silver in her, Jack.
Man, we get so much mileage out of Alicia Silverstone's The Crush.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Cary Elwes in that movie. He gets framed.
Yeah. I was just thinking about the semen line now. Go on.
Give me a break. I know Stan Lee was part of this movie. See, he knows it was actually Stan Lee in that camera.
Yeah.
But it's widely known that the Silver Surfer... Oh, actually, it's just the Surfer. He's friends with him. Is perhaps his most favorite creation. Is that true?
I don't.
Probably not.
Someone's friends with Stan Lee. Along with most comic book fans loving this specific character. What? All right.
Okay.
So why would he go and let Tim Story literally murder this character on the big screen? All right.
It was a mutilation, then it was basically a murder, now it's literally a murder.
He's murdered on the big screen, but this dude didn't stick around for that stinger.
No, he didn't.
That's the problem. And it's like a beginning credits stinger, too. This dude couldn't wait like 15 seconds
in the
theater.
Oh, he was upset.
Really? He had to run home and get to the internet.
He had a big soda. He had a big soda watching this.
Me and my big soda are going to go fuck this movie up on the internet. Oh, mercy. Literally murder, big screen. Well, I have the answer, folks. As if anyone until tonight has read this. This was written in 2007. When you start getting old and senile, oh fuck, and someone hands you a big wad of cash, what indeed?
What are they asking for, man?
You pretty much stop caring about what's going on and what someone is doing with your most famous storyline.
What?
Silver Surfer, most famous storyline.
Wait, did you just call Stan Lee, like, stupid and old?
Yeah. This guy I love is a stupid old piece of shit with a lot of cash and a bad decision in his pocket.
But you should respect him.
Yeah, oh yeah, dude. It's coming from a place of fandom, man.
Of course.
Oh, wow. I'm a fucking fan, man. Uh-huh. These people. Congratulations, Avi Arad and Tim Story. Thank you for nothing. We are We Hate Movies from New York City. Thanks a lot for coming out, Portland. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Portland.
A HeadGum Podcast.